Hey, let's get to Dr. Ed Feathers. He's with us now to chat. So Let's Go Sailing, which is back this afternoon. Cricket commitments are done, and Dr. Ed and Let's Go Sailing is always a terrific program to listen to here on Sport FM, the latest in sailing news. G'day, Ed.
Morning, Jacob, and good morning, Wayne. What a beautiful morning it is. Hey, summer keeps on giving to us, and it's lovely sitting here waiting to talk with you guys.
Well, thank you for hanging on and listening to that discussion. You're a doctor, and I'm sure that these kind of things are discussed in medical practices, and club doctors are certainly always been talked about when a story like this breaks. But we'll chat sailing this morning. What have you got for us in the sport of sailing, Ed?
Look, Jacob, last weekend we followed the 60th Fremantle to Cape Naturalist and back race. It's one of the WA Blue Water Classics, and it's included in the Cisco Trophy. It started last Friday night. Of course, Sail GP was on in New Zealand last weekend. There was a few problems there. And our aspiring and elite Olympic-class dinghy sailors are in Spain right now getting ready for the Trofeo Princess Sofia Regatta. So much to play for. And Warren Erasmus joins me. And as you say, we're back this afternoon for Let's Go Sailing, which is great.
All right. Well, where should we start? Let's start with the Sail GP in Christchurch. Talk us through what happened there, Ed.
Look, it was in Christchurch in Lillington Harbour, 50-foot foiling cats, as we know, drivers, wing trimmers and grinders, big wings were on and big floors, a crowd of about 15,000 viewers at the site and millions listening. What could possibly go wrong? Day one cancelled. Dolphins and foils don't really mix, and the Marine Action Plan cancelled all that racing, so a lot of disappointed people, a lot of discussion surrounding all of that, but it's an important thing to do. Day two, they added an extra race, and it was a really bad day for the Aussies. They made a start and then straddled, end up trying to miss Canada in an incident, straddled the turning mark, and huge damage, structural damage. Maybe no racing for the rest of this season. I think it's quite a bit of damage to the boat. New Zealand won in front of their home crowd, which was very popular. They're now on the top of the season board, and France second, and Canada third. But, you know, Wayne, those split decisions travelling at that speed, it was either into the Canadians and serious damage to a human, or the mark and the boat. So Slingsby, he's an absolute superstar, and they'll come back, Australia, but not so good news for us at the moment there.
No, not good news at all. Hey, we heard that a yacht sunk in last weekend's Fremantle to Cape Naturalist and return race, Ed.
Yes, Jacob. Last weekend, I was talking to you and I suggested conditions for the 60th Fremantle Nationalist return race would be glamour. They were east winds and fast, and that crush of David Davenport took out the line honours in a new record time. 15.25 hours there and back. Now, you drive down to Dunsborough, it'll take you 3.5 hours, and 3.5 hours back with a half an hour turnaround. This boat went down really, really fast and back. Great conditions for it. But sadly, as you say, on Friday night, about 1:30 p.m., the yacht Barchi started taking on water and then sunk. The processes worked. The radio room at the yacht club, then Australian Marine Safety Authority, helicopters, Mandra Sea Rescue, the sailors stepped onto the rescue boat. So you could look at all of this as a race which has added to the chapter of this classic race, the 60th, a record. And a sinking. I suppose they go side by side, but good news all round, I guess, in the end, and the Barchi's now at the bottom of the ocean, sadly.
All right, the Olympics aren't far away. They had the Classes Regatta in Spain. There's a few WA athletes there, Ed.
Yeah, every year, I think this is the 53rd of these, it kicks off the European summer for sailing, and it's in Mallorca, the Princess Sofia Regatta. And this regatta takes on an added significance, of course, because sailors are training for an Olympic year, and racing starts in this affair on the 1st of April through to the 6th. So measuring and tuning happening right now. It's a pressure event, I guess, because countries qualified to race at the Olympic regatta will use this event to help select their athlete to compete in their games. I mean, some like Wern have already been chosen, but in other classes they still yet have to make a choice. For some of the athletes, it's about the beginnings of the next 4 years' ambition, and so it's a tricky business. But Wern will have his own coach at this regatta, singled out, Trofeo Rafa. He'll be just with Wern, and then that brings in Tristan Brown from here in WA will be coaching our emerging stars, and Luke Elliott will be working with the future group in the ICLA 7. In the ICLA 6, the small laser for girls, the ether, you're going to watch out for Elise Ainsworth and Zoe Thompson, and local Ben Walkmire will be coaching there. And in the mixed 470, watch out for Nia Gerwood and Connor Nicholas. We'll talk a lot about them today in Let's Go Sailing, their prospects, and some of the prospects of these young emerging stars that are just heading out, like your McCaulays, Ethan and Lawson, Michael Crompton, Zach Littlewood, and Stefan Elliott Shakoro. Some of these people that, that we just start to watch them, and we also watch out for the selections. It's an interesting regatta in that sense, and also from other countries' points of view as well. So looking forward to that starting next week.
Indeed. Hey, Ed, exciting time for the sport of sailing. Plenty happening. Thanks for giving us the latest. We'll hear you this afternoon.
Yeah, okay. Have a great day, guys. Bye.